T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's been a very violent afternoon here in the city of Philadelphia. We start with a 6-year-old boy who was shot in the chest earlier this afternoon in Northeast Philly. That happened around 1 p.m. in the Holmesburg neighborhood. It's not clear if the shooting was intentional or accidental. We don't have a lot of details on that, but that is going to continue to grow as we go on through the evening. Police are also on the scene of a shooting in North Philly after a woman was shot at a home on 19th and Clarence Streets around 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, no weapon has been recovered and no arrests have been made in that shooting. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw told NBC 10 that several kids were at the Kendrick Street home when the boy that we mentioned earlier was shot, and it's not clear, again, if that shooting was accidental or not. Police are still gathering evidence.